Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. With four weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk, coming to you this morning from Basel here in Switzerland. And I'm delighted to be joined by Isadora Rudolph, who is from Basel Tourism. Isadora, I really love this city, Basel. It's right on the border between France, Germany and Switzerland. And if we've direct flights, of course, now with Ryanair from Dublin, but it is a fabulous place to come for a city break.
Yes, it is. Very glad that you are here, Ed, and that you have seen the city now. It's a great thing. I think it's great to come here for a weekend trip so you can experience different things from culture to the nature, to the Rhine, enjoy yourself and have a walk and see the old city, but also the modern architecture that we have. Yes.
I mean, it's amazing. Now, I've been looking at Picasso's, Degas, the Baylor Foundation, which is stunning. You have over 40 museums and galleries here. The architecture is incredible. I suppose just to give people an idea as well, the Rhine, as you said there, I mean, the Rhine runs through the river here and there's gorgeous boat trips that you can go across on as well. But it's a beautiful city in terms of art, and the art is seen here. And again, I mean, the food scene we can talk about as well, but the museums are very impressive. And I did a Caravaggio exhibition, which was brilliant. There was a Lost in Space. I went to see the history and they had all the capsules there for kids and families. Brilliant. It's a real exhibition art sort of city, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Like you said, we have around 40 museums. We have three big art museums, which is, as you mentioned, the Fondation Bella, the Kunstmuseum and the Museum Tangele. And this is also interesting that, for instance, the Museum Tangele is very popular for kids as well. So you have something for everybody, for all generations. And we have a lot of art in the city as well outside. When you walk through the city, you will see a lot of interesting art pieces from Sarah and from Picasso. Even there's a really nice hidden statue monument that he made. So I would say art is in the DNA of the city.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the architecture as well is amazing. Now, a lot of people, Isadora, would have a perception of Switzerland as being expensive. You know, I know with the currency, that the currency fluctuation and stuff. But Basel, for me, is probably very much on the affordable side. The hotels, I mean, I was looking there, you know, from 80, 90 euros a night, you can get nice. You've got lovely variety of 3-star, 4-star. I'm staying in a lovely apartment here, the kind of co-living, the HYVE, which is a very nice concept. They have capsules as well. It's very forward thinking. And the Basel card is brilliant. So when you book accommodation here, you get the Basel card, which gives you free transportation, even from the airport, which is just very forward thinking.
Yes, I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because there's the image is on one side, Switzerland is expensive, but then it's always important to see, to compare it to your own country and to see if it really is true or not. We have the Basel card since 2018 now, which you get for free when you stay in a hotel or in an Airbnb in Basel, with the free, like you said, public transportation, and you get a 50% reduction on entries to museums, etc. So we want to give back and give the possibility so you can enjoy the culture here, or go to the theater for a half price as well when you buy it at the evening, in the evening directly. So yeah, we want to make it even more affordable. And you also mentioned the hotels. So it's true, we have from 5-star hotel Trois Rois up until very stylish and modern hostels, and quite a few boutique hotels, 4-star have opened as well. So we have something for a different budget and different interest as well. So
yeah, and in terms of location, I went on a lovely trip to Mulhouse, which is literally 30 minutes away. you're into France. The airport is actually located, it serves all the area here, doesn't it? The actual Europort, your airport. So that's like Fribourg, I guess, which is another beautiful German town just up the road there. But it was lovely because you literally get on a train and you're there. I'm going to the Vitra Museum later now, which is another design museum. That's in, you actually go into Germany. So it's very thrilling. You're right between all the different places. But it's a great base as well. And Strasbourg, of course, is only up the road.
Yeah, exactly. We love our airport. It's really funny. When you go out, you can choose to go out either in French side or on Swiss side. So sometimes you can get confused if you don't look properly. But you can always return and go the other way out. So it's a shared airport. And you're right. Strasbourg is just a little over an hour away. And Freiburg is about 45 minutes as well. So it is, I would say, it's a cultural joint region, so the tri-border region. For us, it was always normal, even before the European Union, to go. We have similar foods. We share even the language, the Alsatian, the Alsatian, the old Alsatian is a German dialect. So
very
so
interesting.
We love that. We go to all places.
And I remember, I studied in school Erasmus. We did a lot about Erasmus. And of course, this was a real hub for the Reformation. I was in the cathedral where he's actually buried, a very forward-thinking humanist. But very interesting, just on the history here, Isadora, the history here is fascinating, isn't it? Going back to the whole, I found that really interesting, all about the Reformation.
Yes, that's true. There is a lot of history in Basel, and many people are not aware of that. And the Reformation was here. We have a new tour that's coming up actually on this topic as well. So you can book a tour on that and go along the path of Erasmus. You can also have walks from Paracelsus was here as well. So we have a lot of people who have come to Basel. They must,
Now, I just missed, you have a carnival here, right? Which is a week later than the other carnivals, right? Because it's something to do with the Reformation. That was just recent. That's every year in February, is that right?
Yes, it's always this, like the others, it's 40 days before Lent.
Yeah.
And in Basel, it is different. You are right. So it's, I think the one is without counting the weekends, and the other one is with the weekends. So depending on that. So we are a week later, and you just missed it. It's about, I think, 200,000 people participating in the streets, enjoying the music, and so three really crazy days. And you must.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go to Rio at all or Venice, because everywhere in the streets here, before I could see everyone dresses up, and all the shops have the amazing costumes and characters. So it's really done with great gusto. And I think that would be something very interesting for people to plan in advance.
Yes, I have to correct. It's not the people who are not active in it. So we have here the active people who play the instruments, etc. They are in costumes, but the visitors, the bystanders, we are all not in costumes. So it's not like, for instance, in Germany, where everybody is dressed like, I don't know, any kind of interesting figure they would like. But it's really something that only the actives do.
Oh,
it's
very good.
10,000 of them.
Oh, really fantastic. Yeah. Well, I mean, the costumes looked amazing, I have to say, and the whole city kind of comes alive. Now, it's a beautiful green city as well. So I would imagine to come here in May, June, and in summertime, I mean, I saw there you have that lovely, you can, for €2, you can get that cable crossing, the boat that doesn't, it just works on the current of the river and the cable. So it's very eco-friendly, very sustainable tourism. Beautiful there in the Rhine, but a gorgeous place, I would imagine, here to come in the spring and the summertime.
Yes, and you mentioned the ferries. This is interesting. It was kind of a crowdfunding project 150 years ago, where there was not such a name, but it was something that was established, and there were even seven of them, but now it's four, and it's something that locals use. It's not folklore. It's not just something which looks nice, but it's really the people use that, so you don't have to go over the bridges, but you can just take them. And the Rhine, I think it's really... amazing to come to Basel. Like you mentioned, starting May, June, July, everybody's getting outside, sitting along the Rhine, making music, eating. We have really nice open-air bars, the buvettes, outside along the Rhine, and the swimming. I haven't mentioned that, I think. So you can really swim in the Rhine. You buy a swim bag. You can buy it everywhere at the tourist info or in different shops, and take and put all your stuff in, even your iPhone, it doesn't matter, or any other phone as well. And then you just go float in the river and have a different kind of experience and a different kind of city tour.
Wow, this is so halcyon and wonderful. The other thing I loved as well, before we finish up, the Novartis, of course, you have a huge centre here for pharmaceuticals as well. The famous Franco Gehry, of course, who built the Guggenheim, has built an amazing building here on the Novartis campus, and you can go and visit that. And it's stunning. It's like a mini Guggenheim, but it is just absolutely gorgeous. Again, the architecture just jumps out at you here, both old and contemporary. But that's a beautiful place to visit as well.
Yes, it is. And it's open to the public and has a really amazing architecture there. You can go there during weekdays. It's open. We have nice tours as well where you get to know more about it. And it's quite lively. So you have restaurants there as well. So it's not just a sterile campus, but it's like a new area where you can be and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. And of course, I always love Rösti, you know, because I know it's German speaking here as well. So Rösti mit Ei and the delicious German dishes that people associate when you go skiing and stuff in Switzerland, you can get all of those here as well, which is brilliant. And I didn't mention the beers, of course. You've also got some fabulous beers. Isadora, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you this evening. And I must say, discovering a new place is always really exciting for me. And Basel just is that kind of a place and so much to offer. What's the best website for people to go when they want to check it out?
Yeah, that's clearly www.basel.com. There you find all the infos in detail, in general, and the places to do, the restaurants and everything you can find there.
Great. And of course, it's Ryanair.com for the flights, which start from, I think, €20. They're great value. Isadora Rudolph, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East and Asia. With 4 weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com. Sunshine 106.8.